Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
How are they going to win this game tonight? No Brock, no Purdy. Same guy. No Brock, no Purdy.
No Kittle, no Bosa, no Ayuk.
No Pearsall.
No Jennings.
No Juwan.
Our pets' heads are falling
everyone,
off.
Everyone. No Brock and no Purdy. Yeah, thanks, Joe. Everyone's gone.
Joe, this
but
is how you win
Mac
this game.
Jones,
this is how
they
you win this
Christian
game.
They got Christian McCaffrey. No Brock.
By
no.
gosh. Has there ever been a team that needed a freaking turnover?
God.
12 games they've gone without an interception.
12.
That is the longest active streak, or excuse me, longest streak in 49er history. 12 games. They need a turnover in the worst way. They need one of two things to happen tonight. I'm predicting it. If they're going to win tonight's game, special teams is going to have a touchdown. I'm talking punt return, kick return, something. Block, I don't know. Or the defense needs to cause points. Meaning generate a turnover and generate a touchdown. One of those two elements is going to happen tonight. And if ever there was a team that was due, because my dad used to say, I told you, I've been thinking about my dad all morning this morning. Hey, you are due. He's due. Someone's due. You're due. They're due. The Niners special teams is due for some magic. By golly. I know I've turned into that. The special teams definitely needs a play tonight. The defense needs to generate a turnover at minimum tonight. And Mac needs to play out of his mind.
In his regular season career, Matt Stafford, and this is Matt Stafford, not because there's been some players that have played ahead of him at the Rams, but Matt Stafford, when he starts against the Niners, he is 3-8 in his career. 3-8. 49ers have had his number in the regular season for the most part.
I mean, how many has that with the Lions?
That is only four times I'm seeing he started when he was aligned against the Niners. Four.
Well, one of them was the
11,
back.
12, 15, and 18. Because they had a gap there.
Yeah, 11 was the back slap. You know, what's your deal? Whatever. With
Schwartz.
Yeah.
With Schwarzenegger.
God, what a great one.
28 of 50 for
Such
two touchdowns. Stafford actually had a good game that one.
Frank Gore was so awesome in that game.
Matt Stafford was not awesome against the Niners.
I miss Harbaugh.
Last year. He was not that amazing against them. 16 of 25, 16 of 27. Obviously, the big ones in those was Kyron Williams. And that's where it starts for me.
Joe, he had one quarter line. That matters.
I know.
It's called the NFC Championship game, fourth quarter when they're down 10.
I know. And that's why they go on, they win the whole damn thing, and Stafford is Stafford. And, you know, maybe in an alternate reality, the 49ers have Matt Stafford as their quarterback. Maybe. There was rumblings, and Sean McVay is like, nope, let's go to Cabo. Matt, oh, you're in Cabo? That's so weird. So am I with my family. Wow, let's go, let's talk contract. Let's trade. And the rest is history. Jared Goff goes to the Lions. Matt Stafford goes to the Rams. And they win a Super Bowl. And the 49ers under Kyle Shanahan are still searching for theirs. But you know what? I don't care about that. I care about winning tonight.
And okay.
And going 3-0 in division and beating all of your divisional rivals up to this point.
Be huge.
It'd be massive.
All right, we're going to take some of these calls.
Yes.
I want to hear from Niner fans. Give me one reason or one way that they can win this game tonight. I'm telling you, they need special teams or defense. It's got to generate a touchdown.
Let's go to Lorenzo in Orlando wants to join the conversation. What's up, Lorenzo? You're on the Morning Roast.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, fellas, how you doing today?
Great. How are you doing? How's Orlando?
Rainy today, but we're good. Listen, big Niners fan, big Brock Purdy fan. I just want to talk about, you know, should have Brock played against Jacksonville or not. You know, it's easy to say now, of course, he shouldn't have. And I know you guys have spoken about it all week. Just, you know, keep playing Mac until, you know, for at least another week, maybe two, you know, wait at least for the Rams game, maybe not, maybe wait until Tampa. But I think what everybody's forgetting is, you know, Mac's been playing great as the backup. And but we didn't know what the health status of Mac Jones was last week. You guys even said you don't even know if he was dressed or not. I don't know if he was the backup. You know, I know you had Adrian Martinez. I think Brock might have been forced maybe to play that game against Jacksonville. I'll listen to what you guys say.
I don't know about
you guys.
Forced.
Have a blessed day.
I don't know about
forced. I wouldn't say he's forced because Brock, again, I can play the sound, and thank you, Lorenzo, and 888-957-9570. How do the 49ers win tonight? The 49ers win tonight because ... You finished that sentence. This is what Brock Purdy had to say about that. This isn't a guy that sounded, I should say, like he was forced to play last week. But he was asked a couple days ago if it would have been better not to play against the Jags.
I was ready to go. You know, I felt pretty good. And, you know, for me to go out and execute an offense and go through reads and throw the ball, like throughout the week at practice, I felt great. And so I had a lot of confidence going into the game thinking that was going to be good. So that was our decision and we're rolling with it.
Yeah, I think it was a collective decision and it was the collectively wrong one. But you know what? It is what it is at this point. And they have a game tonight, Joe. And I hate to be the guy that turned the page. We kind of got to turn the page. And Mac Jones is going to be the story tonight. And that's what's going to be talking. Like, the talk of the town is going to be Mac Jones and Kyle Shanahan. And he's 2-0 under him now. And this is the toughest test this team has faced. Toughest test Mac Jones has faced. And how they win tonight for me, because I teased it, is I kind of want to see an old school Josh McDaniels, Patriots, Tom Brady kind of an offense tonight. If the run game's not working, well, how do you supplement that?
Short controlled passing game.
Do that. And I think that is the perfect skill set for a guy like Mac Jones, who has a quick release. He's got an arm. He can get in there quickly. Kendrick Bourne, he's got a rapport with
him. Yeah.
You got Sky Moore. The guy can't catch a cold. Get creative with him. I'm sorry. Jake Tonjes, tight ends. Patriots love their tight ends. Those offenses. Lean into the skill set of Mac Jones tonight, Kyle, especially if you know your run game is going to get dominated. They're going to be stacking the box. You could do the intermediate passing game and slice and dice your way for some points. That's the recipe for success tonight for me.
Well, not to get too deep down the rabbit hole, but like this thing that like the backup quarterback was more hurt, so we were forced to play the starter because
when in the history of ever have we said that talking about a team? It's very weird.
So like let's just step back. If the Baltimore Ravens came out and said, you know, we were forced to play Lamar Jackson while he still wasn't 100% because Cooper Rush was actually more injured and we were didn't want to play Devin Leary or whatever, they would be getting destroyed on every channel, on every podcast. Would they not?
Yes.
And then Lamar re-aggravated the hamstring injury.
We'd be crushing them.
Yes.
We would be saying what Ross Tucker was saying on the Niners. He's saying it's a bad look.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Who's at fault here?
So
and
we're I'll step back on it.
No.
I think we're jumping into pretzels to try to like, look, dude, if these guys are hurt, then yeah, unfortunately it sucks. You got to go to your third string. Yes, you do.
Let's go to...
Did you see what happened with the Chargers?
Yeah.
Chargers lost Slater. And, so now you have your backup. Your right tackle slides to left tackle. So now you have a backup right tackle. Yeah. That guy sucks so bad, they yanked him and put in their, whatever, four-string guy, their four, who had to go play. Look around the league. That's what happens sometimes. You're forced to elevate someone in a position where they shouldn't be playing. It just does happen.
The Chargers have also been struck by the injury bug. Najee Harris, Achilles, out for the year.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't a Niners-specific thing, although we are in a Niners bubble and a Niners market, so we talk about it through that lens, and they have dealt with their share of injuries, absolutely. But it's happened all around the NFL right now, and the Rams are somehow like the healthiest team in all of football. When the entire offseason we talked about the Rams and their quarterback's back being a problem, well, Stafford looks good today.
But you got to pick him off tonight.
You got to pick him off. You got to hit him tonight. Can we get a quarterback hit? There were zero registered last week. Carter, I'm not.
Carter's so down bad this morning.
Yeah, when Carter is down bad.
Are you French?
No, Italian.
You should have been waving the white flag all morning.
Well, no, wow. He is. His first name is French.
I set you up so bad. You had no idea it was coming.
His first name is French because, remember, it is Cartier on the birth certificate. Rich in Los Altos.
What's up, Rich?
What's up?
Three quick points. First of all, I think that this is really going to be a big test for Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh to prove to the league that they can win despite injuries. Mm. Second of all, I think that they need to get creative with Christian McCaffrey. You know, there's our top receivers are out. I want him in a Deebo Samuel type of gadget role, you know, where he's doing sweeps, he's maybe catching passes, he's lining up in the slot, and then we have Brian Robinson in the backfield, right? And then
totally agree.
Third of all, I have no concerns about Mac Jones. This guy has been proven himself already, in my opinion, and he's going to take care of business until Brock Purdy's healthy.
I think so, too. And then when Brock is ready, he goes right back in. When he's ready.
Exactly, when he's ready. But he'll tell you he's ready, and then this is when you got to protect him from himself. It's like, how ready are you? Oh, I'm ready enough to play. Like, there's levels to this. Like, he could feel that he's ready to play, but his foot clearly wasn't. You got to know. And this is when you need to know your body, and this is what I commend Nick Bosa for, immediately knowing. Like, yeah, thumbs down, guys. Yeah, no, I know my ACL's torn. I know my body. I knew immediately.
Yeah, knew.
And that is a guy that is obsessed with working out, fitness, being like on top of everything, charting everything. He is obsessed with that. The Bosa family is, his father John, his brother Joey. That is what they do. This is where Brock needs to know his body, too, and needs to know his limitations, and needs to know, yeah, I'm the highest paid player in the history of the franchise. I'm the guy. I'm the quarterback. I need to take a step back here, self-evaluate. And if the doctors are telling me, if I'm feeling this, I'm not saying he did this, don't lie or stretch the truth and say, it's fine. Just do what's best for the team. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Maybe he felt what the best thing for the team was him being out there. I get it. But clearly, I think the best thing for the team last week was protecting Brock and putting in Mac Jones or even an Adrian Martinez.
To me, I could just, again, it's my naked eye, and we don't have to agree on it. He's a compromise from the jump. From the jump, if you've watched Purdy, like, he just didn't look comfortable or confident, and he looked compromised.
We mentioned this earlier.
The three C's.
We have some really good sound from when we had Lorenzo Neal on a couple weeks when we first heard about the injury, the turf toe, after the week one win in Seattle. Lo Neal joined us, our very own Lo Neal, and you can see him every single 49ers home game at Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale with Evan Giddings. They're doing a hell of a job. Lo Neal on the Purdy injury and how hard the recovery is from a turf toe. Javier, Sam, Fred, we'll get to all of you. But first, Lo Neal on a couple weeks ago.
I think this week for sure he's out. I would not even think about it this week. Brock might get out there and say, hey guys, I'm going to try to get it. I'm going to try to go on this if he needed to. And I think he will get to that point that he's going to, if they needed him, I think if they needed him in 2 weeks from now, I think he could go. But that's me predicated on what the belief that I have in myself and what I've seen from Brock. I think he's a tough guy. He's not a guy that wants to sit out, who's a guy that's like, it's a little pain. Brock has to be in pain for him to sit out. This guy knows what he means to this organization. This guy loves football. I can never question his heart because this is a tough game, guys. And to play with turf toe, I played with the guy, Eric Martin, and he had turf toe. And I watched the doctor in the, you know, before the game get that needle, 3-inch needle, shoot that into the joint. So they go in there, shoot it into the ligament. and then going between that big toe and that joint right there where it hooks in and shoot it inside there. They put different things to try to relieve some of the pain. And afterwards, you just see the toe, the black and blue, and how they're walking around the next couple of days. After they get done, guys, I'm telling you, if he plays, he's not practicing the rest of the week. So when he does play, you're going to be at limited practice, I'm telling you, during it for the rest of the season if he plays, because that's how hard and that's how tough it is to recover from turf toe. If he plays, and when he plays, the following week, he does not practice. He practiced maybe on Friday, a little bit on Saturday, walkthrough. But if that toe's that bad, I'm telling you, that's the kind of injury it could be.
Which is why I was looking at the games. It's not just did he play on Sunday, and then he's got a whole week to play again. It was Sunday, Thursday. We knew the schedule heading into it. Sunday, Thursday, Sunday, Thursday, Sunday, Thursday. Which is why I would have waited till Thursday to play him. And then you give him the 10 days off afterwards.
Let's call him Lostradamus, because everything he just said right there came to reality. That was the week of us learning the injury is when that happened. And he literally said, yeah,
he'll try to gut it out.
He'll try to gut it out. He'll try to do this because he's the quarterback and he's Brock and he's tough and all this. You know, he'll try to do all this.
Wow.
But
he nailed that.
After he plays, he's not going to practice, which he didn't. He wouldn't have practiced and he didn't practice at all.
And he goes, he won't be able to really move till Friday. Again, Sunday to Thursday, Sunday to Thursday. Like, gosh.
Low Neal. And that's a guy
that played
at the highest of levels as a fullback / running back. Lorenzo Neal on with us. Let's go to our guy, Javier in Vacaville.
What's up, Hav?
Hey, Hav, how did the Niners win tonight?
Let's hear it. Long time no hear.
How you doing, Mr. Bedoni? How you doing, old friend, Mr. Shasky?
What's up, bro?
Always listening, though.
Appreciate that.
Yes, sir. I think the name of the game, we all know, is you got away from, you win the game in the trenches.
Yep.
And I believe you give Brian Robinson Jr. a starting tailback in his league. And I'm going to be frank, I caught in a few other shows on the station, and they've lost the concept. What did they acquire him for? They're not utilizing him in any way, shape that we anticipated. They need to be, whether it's in 31 personnel, as Kyle Juszczyk as the fullback, him at the H, Christian McCaffrey at the tailback, utilize the Carolina or the Jacksonville Jaguars tight end Farrell. He's such a great block. They said when they signed him, we'll go 22, put in Tonjes and run the ball. Need to have McCaffrey and Robinson on the field at the same time.
Yes.
Especially now, you got utilized receivers that aren't available. So how do you compromise that? You go put a running back on the field, an extra tight end, obviously, because we're short, Juwan and Pearsall. Run the ball, control the time possession, play solid defense, and hopefully we have no special teams blunders. Man, that's. You know how that goes with us right now, man.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
McCaffrey 20. It's weird. It's weird how we got a new coordinator, new kicker, new punter, and it's still just lingered. But it's just, you know, it just feels like to repeat itself. But McCaffrey 20 touches. I want Brian Robinson. He's probably like, what? 10 to 15 touches for Brian Robinson. If you guys get him crazy, hey, go watch that Washington film. He's a football player, and I'm pretty sure he's more than upset about how much he's not being utilized.
I don't think he's in rhythm. Can you? Downhill. You know, Javier, it just feels like he'll get a carry here, a couple series carry there. He's never in rhythm.
And that's a Shanahan running McCaffrey into the ground. Like, we've seen this before. How can you expect him to get rhythm? I'm talking to Shanahan, and it's hypothetically. If you don't give him a series or two or three consecutively, McCaffrey doesn't need to have 35 touches in week four. McCaffrey can have 25 touches as long as Brian Robinson can average 4 yards a tote and be productive for those 10 extra touches you get taken away from McCaffrey, because we want McCaffrey in December and January.
Yep.
We're in the first week of September, and we're giving McCaffrey, all right, 20 rushes, 10 targets, and hey, we're going to win by the skin of our teeth. Come on, man. Like, this is like a rerun. We've already seen this before. Like, what are we doing? 2022, 2024, and we're just acting like McCaffrey is coming to super, like a Superman. Like, come on, Shanahan. You trade for Brian Robinson. He's your RB2. Use him, man.
I feel that, Hav. That's Javier in Vacaville. Appreciate the call. 888-957-9570. Thursday Night Football tonight. SoFi Stadium. Niners-Rams. How do the 49ers win tonight with all of these injuries and lack of Hall of Fame talent, lack of your starting quarterback, lack of your most explosive receiver in Ricky Pearsall? Like, it's all hands on deck.
You know what? A bad week last week.
Who?
And I'm not saying because of, like, his defense on Sunday. It was Robert Saleh. Just had a bad week.
Yeah.
Well, he could really erase that if he dials up some random pressures and finds a way to generate some turnovers. And, you know, like, and I don't even think the defense has played that poorly. I actually think they've played really admirably this year.
No, it was just glaring, the lack of touches on Trevor Lawrence. Not that it didn't make him uncomfortable at times, but the proof is in the pudding.
Yes.
Bro. You don't have any sacks or hits on the guy. He's just going to be more comfortable throughout the game. And you got to make Matt Stafford uncomfortable. Because one thing in this league, I don't care if it's Tom Brady. I don't care if it's Joe Montana. I don't care if it's Patrick Mahomes, Matt Stafford. You hit these guys, their confidence will shake. It doesn't matter if it's the greatest quarterback of all time. You hit Joe Montana, Tom Brady, anyone. You can get their confidence wavering. And then they will throw you the football because they will be unsure of themselves. Hit, touch, get some hands on this guy tonight.
Stafford traditionally will throw one up.
It's, every time.
Are you going to make a play?
And are you going to make a play if you're the secondary? If you're, you know, D'Amore Lenore, who's actually been pretty freaking good this season. I don't think we talked about him enough because you don't hear his name a lot because he's just shutting down corners of the field. But can you shut down a guy like Davante Adams in his career? I was just looking at this. Davante Adams, now a member of the Los Angeles Rams, obviously. Against the Niners, and he's played them five times, four as a Packer, one as a Raider. 46 catches, 633 yards, and seven touchdowns in five games. It's pretty incredible. He is a guy that, even at this age, you have to worry about.
Well, with Renardo Green not available, I'm very worried.
And then you got, obviously, the guy that is probably the best receiver in football, I would say, right now. It's Justin Jefferson always gets the love there, obviously so, but Puka Nacua. I mean, it goes without saying. If you have him in fantasy, have him in fantasy. So you got Devontae, you got Puka Nacua, you got Kyron Williams in the running game. Robert Saleh has got to get creative tonight. Don't take my word for it. That's what Ross Tucker had to say yesterday on with Steiny and Goo.
Most defensive coordinators are pretty good if you have a ferocious D line that can get consistent pressure with only four. So that's what Saleh's had in a number of his stops. I don't think he has that right now. I don't think he has that for the rest of the year. So he's going to have to get out of his comfort zone a little bit and start to dial up more pressure, because you can't have that. You can't have a game where there's no hits on the quarterback. You're not going to win very many games if the other quarterback doesn't get touched. I can assure you of that.
What's the hook and ladder equivalent on the defensive line that we can get creative tonight?
Joe.
What is it? I know, I'm trying here, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.